Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Leaders from nearly 25 different organizations met in Bismarck yesterday to denounce term limits and urge voters to vote no on North Dakota's Constitutional Measure 1, which is on the general election ballot. Constitutional Measure 1 would limit state legislators to serving 8 years in the state house and 8 years in the state senate. Contrary to what many believe, Measure 1 applies only to North Dakota state legislators and the governor. It has no impact on Congress or D.C. politicians. It also adds a new section to the state constitution that cannot be removed or overturned without another ballot measure. The entities opposed to Measure 1 represent numerous different industries from across the state, including agriculture, education, business, construction, energy, medical, credit unions, and more. And this does include the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, whose members set policy opposing term limits at their annual convention and trade show in September. District 1 Director Erica Kenner of Leeds shared some of her concerns during the press conference, stating, "It is already hard to find people who are interested and have the time to run for offices, especially in the rural districts. I know, personally, I cannot be away from our farm for that long every year. I'm glad that there are those willing to step up to the plate." In the upcoming 2023 legislative session, at least 21% of the legislators will be new. The turnover from 2011 to 2023 is around 72%. Only 15 states have legislative term limits, and 6 states have had past term limits have repealed or overturned them. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association held its 5th edition of the Tomorrow's Top Hands Beef Leadership Summit in Fargo last week. 33 youth connected for the high-energy, power-packed beef industry career exploration and leadership development conference. The 14 to 20-year-olds comprise the 2022 Tomorrow's Top Hands Beef Leadership Summit class and represent a bright future for the state's beef industry. A full recap of the conference can be found in the December issue of the North Dakota Stockmen. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is gearing up for its next event, the Seed Stock Council's virtual webinar, which will take place on November 17th at 6:30 p.m. Topics will include promotional materials, mailing, and postage, what you can do to get the best bang for your buck, as well as photography and videography tips from industry leaders. More details and a link to register will be available at www.ndstockman.org soon. If you have any questions, contact me at 701-223-2522. For 93 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.